Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. Happy Snow Day. Happy Sunday. This is a special episode of the Weekly Pint, if you didn't gather. We did not do a show last Monday, because I was busy. And I had plans to do it during the week, and then that just never happened. So here we are, Sunday. Still got it in before tomorrow's episode, and there will be an episode tomorrow. Make no mistake, this is way more happy hour because it's a snow day. Hopefully nobody has anything to do today. Hopefully nobody has anything to do tomorrow because it's bad. The roads are bad. You should not be going anywhere. You should be able to stay at home. If your employer is making you work tomorrow, tell them they're a jerk and tell them not to do that. As you jump on the live stream, please tell me what it is you're drinking, because hopefully everybody has a glass of something in front of them. That's what we do on snow days. Let's see. I do need to... No, there we go. We're good. Okay. Josh says he just finished a Sam Adams Oktoberfest, now having a Bodie from Columbus Brewing. Good choice. Zach wants to know if I'm doing one tomorrow, too. Yes, of course. I'm doing one on Monday night. Julia's having Mad Tree Thundersnow. That was chilled in the snow. Completely appropriate. I actually appreciate that a lot. Let's see. Marco's having a truth. Julia says, a great shirt. Yes, thank you. Goldfinger is... Oh, no. We lost a light. That's okay. One of my favorite bands of all time. I'm in full-on, like, snow day mode. I'm not even wearing real pants right now. I've got, like, pajama pants on and slippers and... non-uniform shirt. I usually only see me in certain shirts. This is a shirt that I wear around the house. Okay, I don't have anything in my glass yet. I'm not going to do the schnappening tonight. Well, I might do the schnappening, but it's going to look a little different. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I've done this idea before. Since it's a snow day, I figured I should create a snowy cocktail. And I think last time, I didn't go back and look, but I'm pretty sure last time I did like some kind of actual cocktail. Like I tried to make it a real cocktail, and I almost did that tonight. I was going to make what I was calling the Snowman Hatton, and I was going to just make a Manhattan with snow. And then I decided against that because that's not fun. I figured we would roll the dice because I've got a whole bunch of stuff sitting here. And here's how this is going to go. And somebody write this down. Or make note of all of these because I'm going to forget them. I'm going to roll one dice, one die, as we've done the last couple episodes. Obviously, 1 to 6. It's a 6-sided dice. Number one, all of these are going to be snow-infused. Also, they're going to be some kind of snow-infused cocktail or drink. Number one will be Jepson's Malort, of course. Snowy Malort. Which I don't want to do. Number two, we'll go Fireball, because fire and snow, that's fun. Number three, it was the cocktail. So I was creating this cocktail idea, and I wanted to drink rum. And my kids were making snow cones out of snow upstairs, and so I asked my daughter, I said, what can I make a good cocktail out of? And the first thing out of her mouth was, we've got a pina colada flavoring. And I'm like, that is a cocktail, but that's not very fun. And I grabbed a couple things, and I'm like, which one of these is good? And she told me one. I said, that's perfect. And she said, but you should do this one because it's not good, and that's funnier. And I'm like, oh, okay, you understand the show. You understand the show better than me. So we ended up with blue cotton candy because she says it's not very good. So blue cotton candy snow cone with rum. That's our cocktail of the night. Okay, so one... I'll line these up so I can remember them. One will be Malort. Two will be our Fireball. Three will be this cotton candy, whatever. Number four, we will go with a West Coast IPA from Voodoo. This has been hanging out in the fridge, and I was going to definitely drink it on some kind of show. Canned in September. Okay, that's awesome. this is good vibes. West Coast IPA. Number five, we will go something a little better, some Helles, some Northern Row Helles. This is Hustler. I feel like, I don't know, it would be fine in snow. We'll put that in snow. Julia says, a Buzzball, Slamsies, Clapback option. you knew it was coming. Number six is The Bucket of Misery, which has three things in it currently. I do have some other stuff that's in the fridge that will make it into The Bucket of Misery, but okay. So we've got our numbers. Everybody remember all those 1 through 6, and that's determining what is going into our first snowy cocktail, because I did pre-chill 3 glasses and I have a whole bucket of snow sitting here. I've got this little bucket cooler that I use all. I love this cooler. This is filled with snow and chilled glassware. So we can do this all night. I mean, there's going to be another football game. Oh, my TV. I turned my TV off. I forgot. I have no idea when the football game is coming on. So, oh, there we go. Julia with the numbers. Malort, Fireball, Blue Cotton Candy, Snow Cone with Rum, Voodoo Brewing, Good Vibes, Northern Row Hustler, and then The Bucket of Misery. All right. Let's get this thing rolling. No. I'm sorry that there is no schnappening. That's what you get with a special episode of the podcast. All right. Julia says the Gnome versus Julia game is at 6:30. This will determine the winner of the postseason. All right. Are we ready for this? Whew. I'm not ready for this. I don't want Malort. I actually like the Blue Cotton Candy is probably going to be pretty good. That's probably the best choice. The Bucket of Misery might actually work. I don't know. We'll just see what happens here. All right, here we go. Let's get this on camera so you guys can see what happens. Oh, that's a 6. That's the Bucket of Misery. Good Lord. I actually think this is going to be okay. But now we have another pick. All right. Okay. Bucket of Mystery. Okay. This is a blind pick. I can't see inside here. There are, like I said, 3 choices. I think they're all the same brand because they all feel the same shape. No, this one's shorter. No, maybe it's the same. I don't even remember what these flavors are. I also don't know how shelf stable these are. Okay, I'm going with this one. Okay, Sour Strawberry Slamsies. That's actually probably fine. For the record, we had Sour Strawberry was the pick. We could have had, Big Sips America. Not America. America. Okay. Or we also had, the Big Sips Chocolate Martini. That actually, this if you're going to consume this, which I don't encourage anybody to consume this, this is probably the best way to do it. It'll be over snow. Whatever. They're still in the bucket for another day. All right. Let's get into, I don't even know. Should I have gotten like some kind of a spoon or something? Is this going to be like, here, let's get a little glass here. It's already filled with snow because it's been sitting in snow. Look how convenient that is. I don't know how much is going to melt. So I don't know how liquidy this is actually going to be. Okay, let's just pack that down. Ugh, there's going to be snow everywhere now. I don't have a towel or anything. There's snow on the table already. Where can I put any of these things? Good Lord. All right, now let's go there. Let's just, I guess, just scoot that way. That's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's what it's for, right? This studio is for making a mess. All right, it says open. How am I supposed to get it open? You little shit. Do I need fingernails to open this thing? Oh my God, I need a knife. It's all right. You guys know I keep a knife in the studio just for instances like this. It's a little knife, a little pocket knife. We can, okay. Think we can get this. Oh, good Lord. I can't even get it that way. It's all right. We will get this one way or another. There we go. We'll just break it that way. Okay. All right. All right. Marco says I can use my pants. I don't know how I would use my pants. This is a fun little container. This is better than a buzz ball. All right, 15% ABV. Oh, yeah, that's melting real quick. Like, real fast. Snow does not like slamsies, for the record. If anybody was wondering. I need to stir this or something. I don't have anything to stir with. Okay. All right. Should I put more snow in there? I think I need more snow. It's fine. We have plenty of snow. And if I run out, I know where to get more. All right. Oh, yeah. Now we're getting some snow going. Okay. Now my hand is really cold. And I have snow everywhere. The bucket of misery is going to be filled with snow. Because I'm flinging it behind me into the bucket. All right. This is either going to improve the slamsy or give me a brain freeze or be terrible. And I don't actually know which way it's going to go. Okay. Whoa. Okay. You guys might hate me for this, but that's good. It just tastes like some kind of like sour strawberry candy. Like almost like a Sour Patch Kid or something. That's freaking delicious. it's like sour Kool-Aid. I actually would drink that. 15% ABV. Ooh. That's not bad. I don't know if it's the snow that makes it better, like it waters it down just enough, or if it's just because it's really cold that it makes it good. Okay. That's fine. If you're ever at your favorite gas station or liquor store, I don't even know where they sell these things. I got mine at a grocery store. If you ever see sour strawberry slamsies, the sour strawberry party drink made with real fruit juice, it's flavor for your face. If you ever see this, look, that's actually kind of good. I don't know what it's made out of. Let's see if it tells us what it's made out of. Okay. That's weird. It's the ingredients say, and this is how it's worded. This is a direct quote from the container, the bottle. I don't know what this is. It says, other than standard orange wine with natural flavors, certified color, and FD&C yellow number 5, contains sulfites. What? What? So it's wine-based. This is produced and bottled, so they call this a bottle. This is a little bottle by the Beverage Ranch, which is in Dripping Springs, Texas. That sounds like a gross place. Dripping Springs. That's good. It wasn't supposed to be good. Okay. All right. That's fine. We should drink something else. I'll keep drinking this, but I want to drink something else because it's boring if everything tastes good. Let's roll the dice again. And then if we have to cuvee things, we will. Okay. If we get another 6, do we go back to the bucket? I guess we have to go back to the bucket if we get a 6. That's only fair. It's the only fair way to do this. All right. Same numbers. I don't want to go back to the bucket, though. I also don't want the Malort. I kind of want to see what a beer does. Okay, four. Okay, that's a beer, right? That's good vibes. One, two, three, four. Yeah. All right. Old IPA. It's not that old. But 4 months. Okay. That's not bad. I did grab regular glassware, but we'll stick with the chilled glassware. The purpose of the chilled glassware is to hopefully keep the ice from melting as much as possible, which did not work with the Slamsies. We'll see if it works with the beer. The Slamsies was also room temperature, whereas the beer is fridge temp. So, oh God, it's so cold. If you do want to make like an actual cocktail with snow, it's not a bad way to go because it makes the whole dilution process a little bit easier than shaking something with ice or stirring. I've seen a lot of people that just can't figure out how to stir a cocktail. So I don't not recommend it. Josh says, I feel like an IPA slush can't be bad. It can. Depends on the IPA. I'm not saying anything about this. Look at that foamer. Oh, yeah. Welcome, John. You're just in time to see us drink a snow IPA slushy. John, for the record, and oh man, that doesn't even like, this is going to take forever. It just immediately foams up. John is the first guest on Truth Beer Pod Sequences, and I'm probably ruining something for their show this week. The first guest that has participated in the Deathmatch Challenge and actually won. The first one, which I don't know if that means that we all have to do a shot of Malort. I don't know how that works. I don't know the rules. Okay. This was a great idea, except it just doesn't work. I feel like I need to poke a hole in the snow with something. Oh, luckily, we've got a knife. Okay. Let's see if we can dig a IPA hole. In the snow. I bet my kids would know how to do this. They make all kinds of snow concoctions. It smells like hops in here. Looks like somebody peed in my snow. Okay. Now I'll pour the beer into the hole. All right, that's a little bit better. It's going to take forever. This is the most inefficient, weird way to try to drink a beer. It is. I can see it absorbing. I don't know if you guys can see that on that camera. It is slowly. Here, get that. You can kind of see it slowly absorbing into there. Exposure is really off on this camera. Sorry. It's a special day. Mm-hmm. This is starting to look like ice cream. Chris says, earlier I made my favorite Urban Artifact Cappy Snacks and Rheingeist Chocolate Mousse. Stout was icy from the fridge. I feel like I could drink this now and get the idea, but I want as much IPA in here as possible. Uh-oh. I went too far. Oh, no. I've gone too far. I've crossed the line. Yeah, the ice just makes it foam up too much. I should have gone with a bigger glass. That's what I should have done. And then now I'm afraid to try to transfer it into a different glass. I should have put this in like a bucket and mixed it in a bucket or a pitcher. I guess a pitcher would be a better. Or I need some kind of a off-screen bartender. Chris says, now I'm drinking a Diet Mountain Dew with tangerine. Emergency, I don't even know what that is. All right, it's gonna foam right over again. Everything's gonna smell like IPA in here. It's all right. I'll drink some sour. What is it? Sour strawberry? Is that right? Slamsy. Yeah, sour strawberry slamsy. Why wait? Hmm. Hmm. Yeah, that's good. I don't want this to like all melt. Okay. When this settles down, I'll dive in. It looks very pretty. There's like, I can see on this side, there's like this pocket. I don't know if you can see that. There's like this little pocket here of beer. There. It's like a little beer reservoir. This is dumb. Not dumb in like a, I'm going to mix a bunch of weird things together and see what happens kind of dumb. Just a dumb, like, this is not the way beer was meant to be enjoyed. And I want that to be very clear. This is not the way you should drink your beer. I'm drinking my beer this way because it's entertaining, hopefully, for you to see me drink my beer this way. I actually wouldn't have mind just drinking this. Actually, let's do that. Let's try this beer while this settles a little bit. See if this West Coast IPA is actually West Coast. We've all talked about voodoo plenty, in good and bad contexts. It's hazy, which, I mean, whatever. It's not the end of the world. But yeah, it's definitely a hazy beer. I don't know if you can see that on there. Okay, let me try this. So yeah, it's hazy, but I would still say flavor wise, it's a West Coast. That's fine. It's actually not bad. That's a pretty good beer. I don't know what it's going to taste like once it's been sitting in snow. It looks pretty. All right, I'm gonna dive in. All right, this is a good vibes snow cone. I don't know what to call it. I can't smell anything out of this. It's like all of the hops are just dead. Yeah, it's all the hops are dead. I didn't actually get any snow. It was all like foam and watered down beer on top. Okay. This one's not as good. Well, that's weird. It ruins all the balance to the beer. It's just like bitter snow water. Man. That's not good. Bitter snow water is the best way that I can describe that. If I'm calling this like a sour strawberry snowsy or something, which is actually that snowsy is pretty fun. That's a good drink to mix with your snow. This thing, this is a bad decision. It ruins everything that was good about that beer. Now there's water everywhere, you guys. Like a child. Yeah, this is a... Okay. Ryan's joining us. He says he's currently not drinking, just eating homemade chicken and dumplings. Oh, okay. But about to drink 4 St. Bernard's beers with Matt for an upcoming variety show. Ooh, now we're talking. Okay, here's the question, though, because I saw this at the store the other day. Are these St. Bernard's beers, are they in bottles or are they in cans? Because I just learned... perusing the import aisle, that they now can St. Bernardus, which I'm on the fence about. Like, I recognize that cans are a better vessel for serving beer, but there's just something that it like gets lost about that nostalgic fun of drinking something out of a bottle. Okay, Ryan says bottles. I will accept then. Or we need to try a bottle next to a can and see which one is actually better. I don't know that I've ever done that. I don't know if I've ever done that. I mean, I've done it like it's in like casual drinking situations, but try to get two that are packaged like right at the same time and see which one is actually better.
Yeah, we'll see.
John says, I'm offended. That needs to be a bottle. But I think so. But I mean, there's a lot of factors to that. There are a lot of import beers, and I'm not naming names, but there's a lot of import beers that people think are bad because they've had this this experience with them in bottles that is less than stellar. They either are light struck or just beat to hell, as I call it. And by the time they get to us, they don't taste like they're supposed to taste. And I think that cans would solve a lot of that. I have had some really, really, really great German lagers that were just a shell of themselves in the bottles. But when you get a can, because a lot of those you can get in cans now here, they're amazing. So I don't know. Chris is now deciding between Ghost Haze, Truthadelic, or an 11th Hour. All good choices. I did grab some Truthadelic finally last week to stock up. And I don't know if it's in here yet or not. It will make it onto some kind of content, either a video or a podcast or something. I gotta mention that too. So this is the episode of the Weekly Pint that I missed this week. The episode of Cincy Brewcast that I missed this week. Not only did it not get up this week like I was hoping it would, I'm not even sure if I'll have it up tomorrow morning. I'm hoping that I can get it recorded tomorrow during the day. That's my hope. It's all ready to go, and it's just me in studio. So all I have to do is sit down and record it and then edit and post and send it out to you guys. But my God, I feel like it gets really hard to do things around the house sometimes. And you would think that on a nice snow day like this, it would be easy to get things done. And then you just spend hours outside moving snow around. And like, and then it all of a sudden is not easy. Chris says he also has a Now in Tin. I did see, and I promised myself that I wouldn't cover these on tonight's episode because I'm going to do that tomorrow. But I do have some cool label approvals, and one of them might be the new anniversary beer from Rheingeist. So stay tuned for that. There's some fun Rheingeist stuff actually in there. There's a lot of really fun stuff, period. Has anybody been watching social media of some of the local breweries? We got to talk about the Bad Tom too. Should we do that tonight or you want to do that tomorrow? You guys tell me. Should we talk about Bad Tom tonight or tomorrow? The High Grain put out their year calendar, their roadmap for what their releases are going to be, and then Mad Tree did too. They don't all usually do this, and I love when they do because it gives us these pictures of some of the things that are coming. Sometimes they blur it out, sometimes they don't. And Mad Tree has like, I don't know what, four beers on there that they've blurred out that are, you can kind of start to figure some of them out. I have one vote for tomorrow and one vote for tonight. What time is it? Oh, the game already started, didn't it? Man. One more vote, and I'll let you guys decide. Let's see. Ryan says, is the Rheingeist the one with all the hops, like 13 or something? Julie says tomorrow. All right, we'll do it tomorrow. The Rheingeist, the new... I can pull it up and tell you what it is. I'll give you guys a little sneak peek. I don't remember what it's called, actually. It is... Not there. Oh, you know what? I know exactly where it is. It's in the folder waiting for the podcast. Okay. It is called Brewer's Dozen.
So yeah, lots of little hops and like a funny little donut or a cake or a pie or something on it. And it's a West Coast IPA. But yeah, there's a bunch of fun labels that we'll talk about. All right, this is melted a little bit and it's more slushy now.
Mm. Oh, that's not good. Yeah, just like bitter water, which isn't horrible, but it just needs something else. It's like over extracted tea or something. Okay. We'll do one more, but I'm just gonna make the cocktail, and then we'll call it a day, and we'll go watch some football. Hopefully, you're still watching football now.
You're not
foregoing your foosball just because you're watching this. Okay, let me get. Oh, this glass didn't hang on to its snow. It's all right. We'll fill this up with some snow. We'll get it nice and piled up because both of these ingredients are also room temperature. So, oh yeah, we'll do this like the snow cone people do. Pack it in there. Yeah. I should be like a professional boozy snow cone maker. Does that exist? Is there like some kind of like a bar or something that does boozy snow cones? Should be. I know there's like ice cream. All right, should I go rum first or cotton candy first? Probably cotton candy. Got to make sure the color is right. And then we'll booze it up. I don't even know how to do this right. Oh, yeah. Look at that. I do know how. I should be a professional. Uh-oh. It's everywhere. Spoke too soon. Oh, now everything's going to be sticky. Oh, it does smell good. Smells like cotton candy. Sorry, coughed right in your ear. We gotta make sure all of the snow is colored right.
Right?
But I feel like it's gonna be a lot of flavoring if I keep dumping.
Oh, there it goes.
Come on. I needed like some kind of stir stick for all of these experiments. All right, we'll call that good. Oh, it's all sticky. Oh, I hate it. All right, some rum. Ouch, sorry. This is Cooper Island Premium White Rum. Not my favorite rum that I have on the bar, but it works for this. I don't even know how much to go here because this is all like, okay, that looks reasonable. This is also, for the record, anybody that's curious, batch one of Cooper Island rum. I don't know when that was made, but, yes, I do. This was bottled January 17th of 2018. That's how long it's been hanging out, waiting to be finished. Not because I'm like collecting it or something. It's just got a lot of booze. All right. This is, we're calling this, let's see. Cotton candy, cotton Cooper cone. This is a cotton Cooper cone. It's a cocktail that a lot of people make this time of year. It smells great. I'm getting hints of sugar with some cotton and candy. It just smells like sweet cotton candy. That's all it smells like. And then sitting on top of the snow is just a layer of rum. Bottoms up. Oh. Ooh.
All right. That's boozy. Cold. Really cold. But that's not bad. That's not as good as the Slamsies. But it's definitely better than the Good Vibes. That's another winner. Chris wants to know if sour cotton candy exists. I would get behind that. I'm sure it does. There's no way it doesn't. Two winners and one definite loser out of this. Although the beer just by itself is not a loser. Man, I don't even want to touch anything. I just have sugar all over me. We'll wrap things up, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do this again. Not this. It'll look different tomorrow. I mean, not that different. I'll probably do something stupid tomorrow. Not this stupid. We'll drink an actual beer tomorrow. I've got a whole fridge full of some fun stuff. And hopefully during the day, I've got a YouTube video that I've been trying to get recorded that, will hopefully get done that, is not local beer. It's imported beer. Back to that conversation about imported versus, or bottles versus cans and how it affects imported beer. You'll see. Hopefully I'm going to get that recorded tomorrow. If not, I'm going to get it done soon. There's some short videos coming and other fun stuff and whatever. I'm going to go watch football. Julia says cuvée time. I don't even know how I could cuvée these. There's too much of everything. All right. Let me drink this down and then we'll cuvée in here. Mm-hmm. I drank too much. Oh, it's all right. Oh, no. See, now it's just going to make more of a mess. Look what you've done. Oh, snow. Okay. All right. And, oh, man. Why? Oh, gross. Now it's even more sticky. What have you done? Oh, now I'm spilling it as I'm trying to stir it. Oh, this is terrible. I can't even stir it. It's separated into layers with, why is the snow on the bottom? What is happening? Can you guys see this? I feel like I need Bill Nye to explain this to me. Why is the snow on the bottom? And it's like chunks of ice at this point. Isn't ice supposed to float? Does ice not float in alcohol? Does that mean I have too much booze in this? Julia says, add some more Slamsies. Oh, this is why you're here. I get that. More Slamsies. All right. Is this going to layer back on top? No, man, that's a gross looking drink. Chris says, listening to the audio alone is interesting. Yeah, this is weird. This is a weird drink. Okay. If after drinking all of these things, because I'm going to finish all of these while I'm watching football, I don't have a hangover tomorrow, it's going to be a miracle. Cheers, bottoms up. Oh, God. Oh, that's foul. Ooh. There's a little... Oh, God, that's bad. There's a little sign of life right in the middle, which is probably the cotton candy. This fun little, sweet little thing that, man. It's like it starts horrible and then feels like it's going to go somewhere good. And then it all goes to hell. Oh, man. Listen, I understand why Facebook doesn't want to recommend pages like mine. I get it. I'm not going to fight this. I get it. Nobody should be recommended this at all. This is horrible. This is the downfall of mankind. Why are we doing this to ourselves? And I'm using a plural of ourselves because I don't want to feel like I'm alone in this. But I nobody's done this before. No, nobody's going to do it again. This is dumb. This is very dumb. Cheers, everybody. Listen, I appreciate all of you hanging out with me. It's a fun way to spend like a nice little snow day. It's a fun way to spend, even if it wasn't a snow day, it would be fun to do this with you. Especially like early, like what time? It's not even 7 o'clock. It's just now almost 7 o'clock and we're doing a podcast. It's fun stuff. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do it again. We'll drink better things tomorrow, I promise. Cheers, everybody. I appreciate you. Share it with your friends. If you like this, if you like any of the stuff, go to thegnarlygnome.com/support. You know the drill. I'm burping. Oh, that's gross. I'm disgusting. We'll see you guys later. It's gonna be better tomorrow, I promise. Still snow, but not on the show. Cheers.